Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
JC, it is time for week 14 in the CFL. We have got a Friday night game followed by three games back-to-back-to-back on Saturday. Triple header going into this one. How do you feel about the triple header?
You know, I love more football always, but as a high school coach who happens to be playing his own season opener on Saturday, it's too much football! Too much. Just give me two.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And granted, maybe this is because I have to cover the middle game, right? If I could cover the first game, then you get to watch maybe the second half of the second game and the entire third. Or if you cover the last game, you get to watch the first game, maybe the first half of the second. So I don't look forward to this day, admittedly. But I'm sure many fans across the country are very much looking forward to having a phenomenal butt impression in their couch and or lazy boy by the end of the day, sitting and watching for 9 hours straight on Saturday, and then probably doing something similar on Sunday, the opening day of the NFL, the next one. But for now, we'll get into our picks for week 14, all four CFL games, starting with the Montreal Alouettes, our 3.5-point favorites over the BC Lions for Friday night's game in the Belle Provence. The Alouettes are coming off a bye week, riding a 5-game winning streak, while the Lions finally ended a 5-game losing skid with an emphatic win over the Ottawa Redblacks in Touchdown Atlantic. Austin Mack is listed as a game-time decision for Montreal, while the Lions have made changes along their offensive line. Can the Alouettes beat Nathan Rourke, or will the Lions get the upset?
I am tempted to go with the upset here, because if Nathan Rourke is playing at the capacity we know he's capable of, I don't think there is any challenge too large for him to take on. He is that good. He can elevate his team. The way he played in that first half of the Touchdown Pacific game was absolutely spectacular. If he can replicate that, the Lions have a chance. But they've got some real issues up there on that offensive line. Corey Woodruff playing his first ever game as an American at left guard there. David Neville, to his credit, looked all right against Ottawa last week. But a whole game out there at left tackle when a team has an opportunity to scheme against you, to me, that's a glaring hole. I think Rourke's going to be under some considerable pressure here. So I'll take the Alouettes to win this game, although I might sneak in a backdoor cover for the Lions.
I am with you, JC. I am taking the Alouettes to win. However, I am taking the Lions to cover at 3.5. If this line goes down even to an even 3, I'd be tempted to take the Alouettes. But if you're getting more than a field goal, I do like the Lions to cover. And I agree with you. The left side of BC's offensive line does terrify me if I'm Nathan Rourke. That being said, I don't think that the Alouettes are a team that tends to get a lot of pressure with four. They have sent a lot of extra heat this year to get that Tyrese Beverett. Jeffrey Canton Arcou, the rookie first-round pick out of Memphis, has been sensational in that regard as the extra rusher for the Alouettes. I like the Lions' changes they've made on defense. TJ Lee going to strong side linebacker, I think, has helped them. I also love, obviously, the addition of Matthew Betts going back to his hometown here, fresh off his release from the Detroit Lions of the NFL. So with that, I think the Lions can compete here, but I am going to take the Alouettes to win. They're still the class of the league. Even if Austin Mack is out, this team was great before Austin Mack came back from the NFL. So I am happy to take the Alouettes to win, but the Lions to cover. The Ottawa Redblacks are short favorites over the Toronto Argonauts in the nation's capital on Saturday in the first game of the CFL's triple header. Ottawa is coming off a blowout loss to BC, while the Argonauts were upset yet again by their rival Hamilton Tiger Cats. Can the Redblacks get some separation between them and Toronto in the standings, or will the Argonauts get even with Ottawa at 7 wins?
This is about as critical a game as you could have in that East Division playoff race this year. And I think it's a critical game for what Chad Kelly is going to be this season, because we all saw what Nathan Rourke did in his third game back. Kelly, of course, was a little bit more ready to go being in that system while suspended. But the first 2 weeks, yes, he's thrown for over 300 yards in both, but hasn't been spectacular in either of them. Has not necessarily been the player that won MOP a year ago. If he can come back to that, if he's fired up from that Labor Day loss against the rival Ticats and shows out, this could be a turning point for the Argonauts season. If he doesn't, the Ottawa Redblacks are going to take over the race for second place. They'll have a decided advantage, and that could have ramifications for the playoff seeding down the line. So I'm going to bet on the Argos here. I think they are going to pull the upset over the Redblacks, but this is going to be a tight game, in my opinion.
I'm with you, JC, on that one. I do think that Bryce Carter missing practice this week due to an adductor injury. As of this recording, we don't know if he's going to play. You'd have to think it's unlikely that he plays. That would be a big boost for the Argonauts, because I think Ottawa has arguably the best edge rushers in the CFL, and if you're limited to just Lorenzo Maldon, then I think that that maybe makes things a little bit more easy for the Argonauts to protect, a little bit more easy to attack one side of that defense. I also do think that the Argos, however, will lose Deshaun Amos here, their strong side halfback, pardon me, their boundary halfback, who got injured very late in the Labor Day Classic matchup against the Hamilton Tiger Cats when Bolivar Mitchell hit that deep shot late to Brendan O'Leary Orange. Amos is one of the best defensive backs in the CFL, and this is also a team that just released Mason Pierce, who I thought played at an all-star level last season at defensive back. So I'm a little worried about Toronto's secondary. I'm also a little worried about going against Drew Brown 2 weeks in a row, because Drew Brown did have a down game last game. He doesn't have a lot of down games back to back. But I think that Toronto's front four is going to be able to get pressure against the Red Blacks here. So I will cautiously take the Argonauts. But I agree, I think this is going to be a last possession field goal type of game. The Red Blacks have played a ton of nail biters this season. I think this is going to be yet another one. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are short favorites over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for the annual Banjo Bowl, which is set for Saturday afternoon. The Blue Bombers narrowly edged the Riders last week in the Labor Day Classic after Zach Collaros was removed from the game following a headshot from Miles Brown, though he appears ready to go in this one. JC, can Saskatchewan get revenge in this game, or will Winnipeg complete the two-game sweep?
I think the real question isn't whether or not Zach Collaros is going to play, because it appears like he's going to play in this game. It's whether or not he can be the quarterback he was in the first half of that game last week, because We all know this season hasn't gone exactly as expected for Zach. He has not played at the MOP level that we are used to. And he leads the league in interceptions. And while he had a pick in that first half, he also had a number of great throws. The offense was clicking on all cylinders. And it really didn't need to be as close as it ultimately was down the stretch, because Winnipeg was running away with it up until the point that Zach got hurt. If he can replicate that success against that Saskatchewan defense, then Winnipeg will be coasting to the sweep at home. However, Corey Mace, he's a great defensive mind. I think he is going to have some adjustments that are going to make it more difficult for Winnipeg this in this game. They have not been good at adjusting and reacting this season, and I think they're going to slip up here. I think these two teams are destined always to split this matchup, and the Bombers got the win in Saskatchewan. The Riders are going to pull off the upset in Winnipeg.
Your answer makes it very obvious, JC, that you've never attended a Badger Bowl, because this game is the hardest place to win. I think the environment, I was at the Labor Day Classic last week. It was a sensational environment. The Riders had standing room only tickets, almost 34,000 people in the building. It was loud. It was raucous. It was wild. There was a massive fight that broke out at the end of it, for goodness sakes. This game is louder. The Banjo Bowl is louder. I don't care what anybody says. This is the hardest game to win. I have seen the Riders come into this game with shell shock before. There's a reason that the Bombers have won the last four of these. The closest, 24 points. Now, one of those games was due to the Riders having, how do I say this in a non-gross way, gastrointestinal issues, let's say. That's
a
wash.
It was called coming out of them in both ends.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to spare our listeners and our viewers. But regardless, last season, this was a 45-point win for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I don't think they're going to win this one by 45 points this season. But you've got Patrick Neufeldt potentially coming back along the offensive line for Winnipeg. You've got Stanley Bryant potentially coming back along the offensive line for Winnipeg. You've got an ultra upset team and fan base having Zach Kolaris taken a nasty shot for the third straight Labor Day Classic. I think that this is going to be a win for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I do not think that this game is going to be close. I picked the Riders last week. I said I would pick the Bombers this week. I'm doing that, and I am also saying that if you are someone who likes to pick, let's call them alternate lines right on the betting line, right, you get further odds to take wider lines. I think this is a game that Winnipeg can win by double digits. I really do. I am taking the Bombers to win this one. I don't think it's going to be close. The Edmonton Elks are short favorites over the Calgary Stampeders when the teams play the second half of their annual Labor Day doubleheader on Saturday night. The Elks stomped the Stampeders 35-20 last week as McLeod Bethel-Thompson set a new career high with almost 500 passing yards, leading Dave Dickinson to call his team's performance, quote, embarrassing. JC, can Calgary bounce back, or will the Elks win a fifth game of their last six?
Well, before I say my selection, I need to admit fault for last week, because I said the Elks were going to win if they played Trey Ford, and if they played McLeod Bethel-Thompson, they were going to lose. Clearly, I was dead wrong as you could possibly be in your selection. So I want to give kudos to McLeod Bethel-Thompson for what may have been the best quarterbacking performance of the year, the way he played in that game. Truly sensational. And I think he gets it done again. I just don't think the Stampeders are a team that has the mustard to fight back against adversity. I think they tend to roll over. I don't think their roster is well constructed. I don't trust Jake Mayer as a quarterback to come and perform consistently. I think the Elks are surging. They have the confidence. They have the belief in themselves right now. And that's something the Stampeders have not had all season long, and they still don't have. Take the Elks by a bunch.
I'm with you, JC. The Calgary Stampeders coming off an 18-game break, right? Coming off a bye into the Labor Day Classic, their most important regular season game of the year, the biggest crowd they've had at McMahon Stadium all season, were awful. right? We're awful. And you have to give credit to the Elks, right? Two teams, takes two teams to tango, as they say. But I thought that the Stampeders looked flat. They were making mental errors. Jake Mayer had maybe his worst performance as a CFL quarterback. I don't know what the opposite of finding holes is in a defense, but that's exactly what he did. Double coverage, he found it. It was a terrible performance. Now, I don't want to completely write Jake Mayer off. I think there's a chance that he bounces back here. But if I'm the Calgary Stampeders, I am not waiting through another poor performance from him. I am going to another option if Jake Mayer starts slowly. I do think that could give the Stamps some new life. I do think that they could get some fresh air in that building if a guy like Logan Bonner takes over. That being said, starting a guy like Logan Bonner or getting him into the game means you're probably going to get at least one rookie mistake out of him. So I like the Edmonton Elks here. I like the Edmonton Elks' ability to get pressure with just four defensive linemen. I love the physicality from their linebackers, their receiving core. I love their offensive line, grounding and pounding things along the line of scrimmage. I'm happy to take the Elks here. The Elks, by the way, JC, we talked about it on our full podcast earlier this week with Justin Dunk, could be a potential playoff team. And the more that I look at these matchups that are upcoming, strength of schedule, the more I genuinely like their potential opportunity to make the postseason. On that note, we thank you as always for listening to the Three Down Nation podcast. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Enjoy the games this week, folks. And remember, if you're going to watch 9 hours of football on Saturday, try to get a workout in the morning, drink something other than beer at some point, please, and enjoy it. It should be a fun one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.